Miranda listened to the silence and felt something shift inside her mind. She had not really been able to hear the twins, but knowing they were not there, that she could not hear them even if she walked down the hall, tipped her towards some distant horizon. She glanced at the clock. Surely Cecilia had not been able to get them off planet yet. She could check. She stopped, her hand outstretched to the comm unit.
No.
As if it were a robotic arm she were operating, she concentrated on her hand and brought it back to her lap. They were gone. They were gone forever. Lightness filled her, as if she were a transparent husk of herself. She might blow away. But of course that was nonsense. She was tired, very tired.
Mother?
Weight and darkness returned so suddenly she could hardly breathe.
Yes, Brun? You do think they'll be all right?
Of course. Cecilia is reliable in her own way, and she will make sure of it.
Brun came into the room tentatively, as if she were unsure of her welcome.
Good. I feel strange.
Sit down. Have some tea.
Brun sat as gingerly as she had come in. They nibbled pastries in silence for a while. Then Brun set down her plate.
What's going to happen with the family holdings?
It's going to be very difficult. When your father mobilized the fleet to go after you, he antagonized a lot of people, his own family included.
Too much for one person.
It wasn't their daughter, and it wasn't your decision. It was his. But Harless gained ground with the rest of the family then. He'd already been working on it, claiming that Bunny was spending too much time and energy on council business and neglecting the family interests. He said Buttons was too young and inexperienced. He started demanding silly, time-wasting reports and nitpicking everything. Buttons has had a lot to learn in only a few years, but he's doing very well. It's just that Harless promises he could do better. And now, well, he's determined to get Cerealis.
That's stupid. That's not profit. The place has never made a profit.
That's partly Harless's point. He claims it could if it were managed properly. Which does not, of course, include fox hunting. Or only as a commercial enterprise. He's strong on commercial enterprises. He thinks Cerealis would pay as a mature colony prospect.
Bring in colonists?
Yes. In his view, the planet is full of wasted space that ought to be put to profitable use. Buttons pointed out the agricultural areas, but he insists that this is not enough, and he's claiming that Bunny's title was only a life one. Kevil had been working on this before the attack, but now he can't help either.
I wonder if dear Uncle Harless had anything to do with the assassination.
No, dear. It was not Harless.
Mother, you know something. You know who did it.
I know it wasn't Harless.
You don't believe it was the new Texas?
No. Although that's still the official line, I do not.
Then who?
Brun, I am not having this conversation with you. Not now, at least. We need to talk about your father's family and their probable actions, and some of the other economic matters. These things must be dealt with now. Your father's murderers can wait.
The trail
will never be too cold. Brun, please. For once in your life, listen to me. We must be careful.
I want to go to the Guernesi Republic.
No. I need you here.
For what? An exhibition?
No. For an ally. If we are to defend our position, we must all help. Your sisters are already busy, up to their eyeballs and their family responsibilities, but trying to line up support. Buttons and Sarah are both working flat out. I need help. Someone whose loyalty is undoubted. I need you.
Oh.
You were willing enough to help Cecilia.
You really need me?
Miranda gave her a sharp look.
Of course. No. Let me say that more precisely. Yes, I need you. No one else can do what you can. No one else in the family has the training and experience.
You're serious? But you've never needed me. I'm just the troublemaker.
No. You're the one who can survive trouble. Brunn, please. Help me.
I don't know if I can.
You can if you will. I want to find who murdered your father, and who is trying to dismantle the Familius Regnant, and for what purpose. I'm not sure they are the same person or organization, but they might well be.
Brunn watched her perfect, serene, immaculate mother with amazement. For her whole life, she had seen her mother as the icon everyone thought her. Her father was the active one, the doer and maker and shaper of events. Her mother smoothed his way by smiling and standing by. Now, she saw the real person behind the label of mother and Bunny Thornbuckle's wife. A woman as intelligent, tough, and knowledgeable as her father had ever been. As dangerous, perhaps, as Lorenza had been. From the gleam in Miranda's eye, her mother had just noticed that recognition and was enjoying the surprise.
I made no mistake picking Brunn Meager for my nom de guerre.
Quite so. I'm glad you recognize it. Now, are you with me?
Yes, if I can.
You can. Not all at once, but let me go on here. I warned your father, after that disgraceful affair on Patchcock, to beware of his relatives doing what that Moraline woman did. Granted, her brothers deserved it, but others could do the same with less reason. He was sure he had it taken care of, in part because old Victor Barraclough had always been his friend and mentor. But about the time of the Xavier invasion, he and Kevil found irregularities. Purchases of company shares they couldn't put a name to, changes in some of the boards of directors which didn't make sense. The military crisis had to come first, of course. And after that, with proof of traitors in fleet, they were far more concerned with that and with Grand Council business. But what it's come down to is that Harless has enough shares and enough votes in various boards that he can make a plausible case that much of your father's estate was actually not his personally. I think he'd fiddled the files, but I haven't had time to work on it. And I can't do it here.
Could you do it at Appledale?
Not really. I need to go to Cerealis. That's where we stored the backup data. Your father thought I was paranoid sometimes, but I insisted that we take a complete readout every half year and just archive it. I think that's why Harless is so determined to get Cerealis. He suspects that the data are there somewhere.
Then you should go to Cerealis. He can't keep you away, can he?
Not yet. But I couldn't leave you alone here.
You wanted my help, let me give it. Nothing's likely to happen at the next Grand Council meeting anyway. They're probably still in shock and they'll waffle for days.
I'm not so sure. That Consuline fellow got himself elected interim speaker.
Whatever happens can't matter as much as stopping Harless. Go on. I'll attend the council meeting and let you know what happens. Promise.
Brunn reached over and patted her mother's arm.
We aren't going to let Harless take everything, and we aren't going to let some idiot Consuline ruin the Familius. If that's what's happening.
Sometimes, Brunn, you are remarkably like your father.
Sorry.
No, don't be. All right. First, we'll clear out of here. Then I'll go to Cerealis.